your child or teen is having trouble managing his anger, you're going to want to stay tuned for the next Family Matters, because we'll be discussing where anger comes from and how to go about dealing with the angry child in the best possible way. Stick with us. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received a great question from a mother whose son is having anger issues. She asks, how can I help my adolescent son deal with his anger? It's easy to tell that he is very angry about something, but I have a sense that he's trying desperately to squash his feelings and keep a lid on his emotions. Try as I might, I can't get him to talk about it. What should I do? You might begin by assuring him that there's nothing wrong with feeling angry, not as long as he handles his anger appropriately and doesn't let his feelings get the better of him. Many teens seem to think that anger itself is a sin. Some of them try to deny or suppress their emotions in an effort to be good. The problem is that denial can actually lead to more destructive expressions of anger. If this sounds like a description of your son, try talking to him about the benefits of anger and the valuable service it provides. You see, anger functions in much the same way as the gauges on your car's dashboard. Both signal that something is amiss on the inside and needs immediate attention. No one enjoys seeing the oil light come on, but if you choose to ignore it, or worse yet, disconnect it, the results will be disastrous. Similarly, if we pretend that anger isn't present, needs go unaddressed and more hurt follows. God designed anger to work like that. That's why the Bible never says don't be angry. It says be angry, but don't sin. That's Ephesians 4:26. In other words, don't allow those bitter passions to go unresolved. It also tells us that we shouldn't be quick to anger. That's Proverbs 14 verse 17. But if we try to put a lid on anger, it will seep out in numerous indirect ways. Negative attitudes, cutting words, depression, and a focus on death can all be expressions of denied anger. On a more physical level, actions like punching holes in walls, fighting, or setting fires may result from bottled up emotions. It would be a good idea to ask yourself if you have unwittingly communicated the idea that anger is a bad thing. If so, you can counteract this by sitting down with your son and discussing positive ways of acknowledging anger. If you find that you are the object of his frustration, be sure to set ground rules for the discussion. No profanity, name-calling, things like that. He probably won't get it right the first time, but with your support, he can develop skills for constructively channeling his anger. As you go through this process, keep in mind that anger is actually a secondary emotion. In other words, it's a combination of other emotions mixed together. Behind anger, there is always some kind of hurt, physical pain, disappointment, or sadness. And the catalyst, the thing that ignites the lethal mixture, is anxiety. While these factors never justify wrong or foolish behavior, getting to the root of the problem can help facilitate your conversation and prevent it from turning ugly. We'll give you some strategies for keeping your conversation as positive and constructive as possible. Try to aim your questions at the deeper issues. Don't patronize. Condescension often triggers defensiveness and anger. Make sure not to intimidate or manipulate. Don't attack your son's character or let him attack yours. Don't let anger serve as a smokescreen. Be aware that anger can be used to derail a conversation or turn attention away from the issue at hand. Keep a close watch on your own anger level. Some parents feel justified expressing their own anger in unhealthy ways because of their level of authority. Wrong. Model what you want your son to emulate. If you'd like to discuss this issue with a member of our staff, feel free to get in touch with Focus on the Family's counseling department. Our trained counselors would be more than happy to help in any way they can. Call 031-716-3300 or log on to safamily.co.za and scroll down to the counseling link. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.